This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. We are working our way steadily into the winter and the holiday season, so today we'll feature a holiday ornamental flower. And no, it's not the one you might think. Ward Upham is with us once again, horticulturist with K-State Research and Extension. Ward, you're going to tell us today about managing amaryllis, a flowering bulb that can be started at this time of the year. Fill us in on its attributes.
So amaryllis is a tender bulb. In other words, it will not survive outside. But we can grow it as a houseplant and even take it outside during the summer in the pot in order to get enough energy to actually bloom the next year. And so this is a big bulb. I mean, often the size of a grapefruit. And because it's a big bulb with a lot of stored energy, it can make a very large flower stalk with flowers. And so that flower stalk can be 1 to 2 feet tall, 3 to 4 flowers per stalk, and those flowers can be huge. They can be 6 inches across, the most common. Some cases may be 8 to 10 inches across. And you get 1 or maybe 2 flower stalks each year. So it really does put on a good display.
And a variety of colors then, or?
You do have your choice of colors. What most people want, though, is going to be that red color. That's the most common.
Now, what you're going to share today is a list of management steps for encouraging amaryllis to bloom, and there are techniques for doing so.
That's right. So you're going to buy the bulb, and the larger the bulb, the more expensive it's going to be because the larger those flowers and flower stalks are going to be. And so what you're going to do is the first thing, of course, is going to be to pot it up. Now, when you choose your pot, these bulbs like them kind of tight, so maybe 1 to 2 inches larger than the diameter of that bulb. They also like to have about half of that bulb exposed once you add the media. So hold it in your hand to suspend it and then add media around that bulb, kind of work it in around the roots, but not so tight that you're breaking those roots, and bring it up to about halfway up on that bulb. And then once you've got that in and got it packed in fairly well, then go ahead and water it. And that's going to start that whole process of that bulb starting to grow.
And a regular potting soil will do the trick?
That's right. So you do want a potting soil because it breathes well. You don't want to use garden soil. It just doesn't allow enough oxygen to get in there. So use potting soil, keep it moist, and give it plenty of sun and relatively warm temperatures. They like maybe 70 degrees during the day and 60s at night.
So in front of a window would be preferred here.
That's it. A south-facing window would be perfect.
All right. And then they'll eventually start to bloom. What's the timetable here?
So there may be a delay in when they start to grow, but once they start to bloom, they should be in bloom by Christmas anyway. And so keep them in those temperatures until those blooms start to open. Then you're going to move them to a cooler place that's out of the direct sunlight. What you're trying to do at that point is to preserve those blooms before you're after growth. Now you're trying to preserve those blooms, and a cooler place outside of full sunlight will help you do that. And if everything's right, they can last up to a month.
So they can put on a display for quite a while, well into the holiday season.
They can. They can. And you can also use them as cut flowers. Some people do that, but you figure maybe a week in bloom that way, maybe as much as 10 days, but not much over that.
So if one has succeeded with these rather simple steps and forced the bloom, and they are enjoying that flowering display for as long as it'll last, then what do you do with amaryllis once the flowers start to fade?
So once those flowers start to fade, you're going to cut off that flower stalk. And you're going to, again, give them as much sunlight as you can, those warmer temperatures, 70s during the day, 60s at night. You're trying, again, to encourage that bulb to store more energy in that bulb. Now, if you do have to repot, if that bulb has grown, which it probably will, just get, another pot that's 1 to 2 inches larger than the actual diameter of the bulb, and that'll be about the right size.
So look into these. They are a flowering bulb, and a good-sized bulb at that, called amaryllis, and your local garden center can help you find one that will suit your needs for your home decor in this fall and now winter coming on. Ward, thanks for the word right here.
You bet.
Horticulturist Ward Upham of Kansas State University there. And Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.